The first reading today, St. Paul says something that's rather startling. He's talking about his sufferings, his tribulation. And he tells the people of Ephesus not to be all worried about them because he says they are your glory. Not my glory, your glory. My suffering is your glory. How does that make sense? I think we have to understand it exactly in what the church has given to us in the gospel reading. And that is, whoever humbles himself will be exalted. St. Paul humbles himself to accept the sufferings that God has given, and he humbles himself accepting those and offering them for the conversion of these people, and that they would continue along the right path. As he goes on to say, in that context, he bends his knees before our Heavenly Father so that he would know the full length and breadth and height and depth and so on. So in other words, it's through his suffering that he realizes not only then that he is purified, and in being so purified, he is able to enter more deeply into the mystery of God, but it also then brings about the glory of the people. He brings about their conversion. He brings about their salvation through uniting his suffering with that of Christ. And as he enters more and more deeply into the mystery of Christ, that glory is passed on to the people. If you think about it, someone who is called to preach, there are really three ways that this can be done. If one doesn't have much of a spiritual life, you can preach the catechism. Anyone can get up and talk about what's in the catechism. A pagan could read the catechism and get up and talk about it. So you don't have to be a priest to be able to do that. But there are a lot of priests that don't have much of a prayer life, and so you ask yourself, well, they're probably not preaching the catechism. What do they preach? Themselves. Their focus isn't on Jesus, so they focus on themselves, and that's what they preach about. For St. Paul, because he was able to enter more and more deeply into Christ, there is a greater understanding, there is a greater love for the Lord and for the souls of the people, and he is able to bring that to the people. So he is able to show them the deeper revelation that he has as he loves the Lord more. Because God is infinite, we can keep going deeper and deeper and deeper into Christ, every one of us. And the deeper we go, the more understanding we have, and the more that we understand, the more we're able to love. And it isn't just a love for God, because that love for God then overflows into the love for souls. That's why St. Paul can say that his suffering is their glory, because he's recognizing what God is doing in him through the suffering that's going on, and in so doing, bringing about a great deal of good for the people. That is true again for any of us. And so when we look at our lives and we struggle and we suffer with various things, understand what God is doing. He's purifying us so that we can enter more deeply into Christ, so that we can know the height and depth and breadth and length. But also as we do that, we then, in being purified, are able to love God more, and we are able to love souls more. That's what it's all about. And as we do that, we will grow in humility, because humility and charity are completely united. And as we grow in humility, we aren't going to be looking at ourselves as being somehow wonderful or great or whatever it might be, at which point, on the day of our judgment, the only person in the universe that it matters that we are honored before will be able to say to us, friend, come up higher. What a wonderful day to hear those words. Not only well done, good and faithful servant, but come up higher. Because a humble person will not recognize that this is where they should be. But God in his mercy and in his love will certainly recognize that and reward the person. So we look forward to the day of our own judgment then. If we have a life of prayer in union with God, that we can have confidence in his mercy, that we can have confidence that if we have participated in the suffering of Christ, united that with him, entered more deeply into the mystery of the person of Christ, that when the day comes, when our Lord calls us home, what wonderful words that he will not only say, well done, good and faithful servant, but that he would actually look at us and say, friend, come up higher.